All right, 2-0 over the Toronto Blue Jays. We've got game number three, the Tribe and the Jays, 7:37 warm-up, 8-0-something pitch tonight. Joining us on the line is Bob DiBiasio. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, boys. Yeah, 8:08, first pitch. Cannot get here quick enough. And I'll tell you, what a wonderful 2 days at Progressive Field as, you know, our guys just continue to find a way to be one run better than the team they're playing. And that's been Terry Francona's mantra all year long. Don't need to win 8-2 or 10-0. Just be one run better. And we've just played terrific team baseball.
Yes, a little Star Wars theme, by the way, is my tribute to Trevor Bauer, who's pitching for tonight. Now, have you ever, Bobby, have you ever been to a press conference where they brought a drone to the press conference?
That's a first. That is absolutely a first. I think that's the fun nature of Trevor Bauer, is just a unique young man. He's a fun kid. It's so funny when, you know, he brings a drone, tells everybody he's a big nerd and mechanical engineering student at UCLA, has more interest than just throwing a baseball. And I think the media were entertained yesterday. I thought it brought some levity to the situation. Now the seriousness is, let's go out tonight and see how he can throw. And if people haven't kept up with this totally, you're not allowed to apply foreign substances to a baseball, which includes blood. And so if his cut opens up and he bleeds on a baseball, he's automatically taken out of the game. So it's going to be interesting. Not only that, just the release points of his fingers on throwing a baseball, how that will be affected. But knowing Trevor, he's built for these big stages, and real anxious to see how he's going to perform tonight.
Bob, can he have any kind of bandage on there?
No. You can't apply any type of bandage on your hand, your pitching hand. And so, obviously, doctors are, you know, have stitched it up and probably super glue or whatever's going to, you know, be the way to make sure that the cut doesn't open up. So we'll have to wait and see what all transpires tonight.
A lot of this is new. I mean, this is new for all these players. We get a lot of first, you know, first, because they're first time in the postseason. So anything they do in these games becomes sort of a milestone for each,
oh, absolutely,
each player.
And this one's a big one.
This is true. Again, it's tonight, the American League Championship Series, game number three. How fun has it been these last two games at Progressive Field? Kind of a weekend sort of series, as it were, and that crowd. It's a whole new generation getting to understand what postseason baseball is all about.
Well, and that's the fun thing. Obviously, in the mid-90s, I know we were there most recently, you know, 2007, with a really, really good baseball team that won 96 games during the regular season. Nobody had won more than that. And we just weren't able to close out the Boston Red Sox that year in the ALCS. And, now, you know, and then back in the mid-90s when we were in the postseason regularly, you've had people who were, let's say, 10 years old there. Now they're in their early 20s, revisiting all of that excitement, or people that were in their 20s are now married and have bringing their kids to the games, these intense games. So that's the real circle of life sort of thing when it comes to Tribe baseball, and lots of fun. The place was absolutely electric. When Cody Allen is on the mound ready to close it out, you know, it was funny. The other day, walked up to Cody during one of the practices and just said, thank you. And he said, for what, giving you an ulcer? And I said, no, man, that's part of it. Being on the edge of your seat, having your stomach churning, and the anxiety and exhilaration all at the same time, that's what October baseball is all about pins and needles. That's what's the fun part, and we get to do it all over again tonight at 8:08.
Bob, talk a little bit about Andrew Miller. I don't think we've seen anything like this for a while.
No, Andrew's a special guy, and obviously we gave up an awful lot to secure what we believe right now is the major difference maker in all of the postseason for all the teams. He is absolutely the difference maker, and, you know, he's faced 12 batters in this series, the ALCS. He's got 10 strikeouts. There was a ground ball, and then somebody actually got a hit off him, which is rare. Just remarkable. 17 strikeouts thus far in the total postseason, and what, like 12 innings pitched or something like that. Just remarkable. And what he's done is set the tone for the whole bullpen, which has just been remarkable. I think in this series, our bullpen's struck out 13 in 6 1/3 innings. Haven't walked anybody. So he sets the tone. But he is absolutely a difference maker.
Yep, and again tonight, Trevor Bauer. Tomorrow it'll be Mike Clevenger, I guess, is the scheduled starter for that. We'll see how things work out. And maybe we'll be back for another ALCS here in the Progressive Field, or maybe not. Let's see how the week works out. But, Bob, we'll talk again next Monday, regardless how things turn out. Appreciate your time.
Well, that sounds wonderful. Yep, tonight, 8:08, tomorrow, 4:08, and then also on Wednesday, 4:08. So some afternoon games coming up this week in Toronto. So should be fun.
Yep.
Go try.
And we're all watching the Dodgers-Cubs just to see what's happening over there in case we happen to meet one of those two teams. Bob, we'll talk again next week. Thanks a lot.